Next week, the Republican-controlled state Senate will try to override Governor Jim Doyle's veto of legislation overturning Wisconsin's 130-year-old ban on concealed weapons. Republicans got six Democrats to vote with them last time, but four of those could change their vote in order to stick by their party and thwart what would be the first override of a Doyle veto. Wood County Sheriff Kurt Hoyer works in the district of one of those Democratic swing votes, Senator Julie Lassa of Stevens Point.
Myself and other sheriffs in her district have contacted her, and we've certainly shared our feelings and our position on this. She knows that. She's not shared with us, you know, how she would vote. I know sheriffs in the area for Senator Wirtz, Senator Decker, they have reached out and shared our position with those senators.
Hoyer says some members of the Badger State Sheriff's Association, of which he's president, support concealed weapons, but most oppose this particular legislation. He says adequate background checks can't be done because sheriffs don't have access to all mental health and drug histories of gun permit applicants. The State Troopers Association has its own safety concerns. President Casey Perry says officers who stop a motorist won't know if that person has a gun legally or not because computers currently don't pull up that information on drivers.
We foresee this as being potentially a problem.
Republican leaders have scheduled the override session on the same day as Governor Doyle's State of the State address. They predict they have the votes to override. Democratic leaders disagree. If it passes the Senate, the veto override also has to get a two-thirds vote in the Assembly. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.